Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Excuse me, I'm John Ryan, your host, and with Otto Loos today as my co-host.
Still here, John, still here.
And a very, very interesting conversation is going on with Denny Daniels, who is the curator of the Museum of Interesting Things, and interesting they really are.
Now, the thing is, right before, during this break, unfortunately, we had a problem with the radio station, and so we have to go old school.
So I'm going to be talking into this megaphone because the station has gone down and all we have is a megaphone. So you may have to open your window and listen carefully to hear John today.
Now, that's a good example of communication in the past when...
Absolutely.
You know, these things didn't exist. Truthfully, that was a way to communicate to a lot of people.
Was something like this, like calculated for distance? Obviously, it's for distance.
Yes.
But was it different sizes, honestly, for different distances?
I have seen different
sizes. This is a huge thing here. Anybody, yeah. You know, you can't see it, but it's 3 foot.
Yeah, I have seen different sizes. This one I bought when I did a gig out in the Discovery Museum in Reno, Nevada.
Wow.
And they put me in a room, and I'm like, well, I'm the Museum of Interesting Things. If you hide me in a room, nobody sees the interesting things.
Right.
How are they going to know I'm in here? So I remembered that I was in an antique shop and bought a few items, and they had two of these megaphones. And I said, oh, I should go get those megaphones. So I ran out, I ran out to the shop, and I said to the guy, you've got two megaphones, I'll take both. And then I railroaded some of the kids from the museum, and I had like a little caravan behind me, and we were like, I worked at Coney Island many, many times. Coney Island is like family. So I had to put on my like Coney Island hat kind of and walk down the hallways going, step right up, the Museum of Interesting Things at room, whatever the room was, you know, step right up, amazing things from your history, come, touch things that you've never seen before. And I had to like think about the guy on the soapbox at Coney, who there's a few of them, Ray and Lewis and all those bunch, Patrick, all those bunch are dear friends of mine. So I had to like kind of, I even told them that I had to channel you in Reno, Nevada.
You know, that's still a very viable instrument if you think about it, because of like, I remember in my past running sales meetings and whatnot, and maybe you didn't have speakers and you were going strictly by your own volume, if you will.
Right.
There would have been an interesting little gimmick to have that handy so that you could, you know, somebody asks you a question, you answer.
Well, it's the gimmick part of it, too, which is great. I mean, you know.
Yeah. You should think about that.
I'm liking it. When you do, actually, Danny's number again is 212-274-8757, or you can go to his website, which is
museumofinterestingthings.org.
Okay.
And for those of you who don't like to type as much, I also picked up museumthings.org because I work a lot with handicapped people too, and I was watching a handicapped person trying to type in the Museum of Interesting Things, and I felt so bad. I was like, all right, I'm finding a shorter name.
Right, that's very good. Museum Things.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Email as well, right?
Yeah, DennyDanielX @gmail.
Perfect.
Gmail's great.
Yeah, I agree with you. Gmail's the easiest one at this point.
But it's Denny Daniel X. If you don't put the X in there, it goes to some other guy.
We don't want that happening, Denny.
No, and he doesn't forward my emails. Although, funny enough, when I got my cell phone number changed, the girl who owned it before me was still getting phone calls. And they sounded important. It was like L'Oreal and stuff. So I actually hunted her down.
Yeah,
and
what?
We've become good friends. Imagine the person who had your phone number before you. And she and I have become good friends, and she's now a fan of the museum.
Oh, terrific. Talking about children. Now, you know, this is for seniors, and we'll talk quickly about that sing-along with the Dot. I'd like to hear a little bit about that. But you're doing a program for a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old. A grandparent wants to do it for a birthday.
Right.
What's the interact ability, if that's the word? With children, I mean, the stuff here, can they touch the stuff here?
So, you know, with reason, you know, I tell people, you know, gently and nicely, be respectful, but I don't even have to say that.
We're talking 5-year-olds. What do you mean?
Yeah, right.
Be nice, be respectful.
Ironically, I really don't have to say that.
Really?
It's funny, because when you tell kids not to touch something, they pick it up and throw it across the room.
Right.
If you tell them they can touch it, they're terrified. They're like, oh my God, what do I do? And then they touch it all carefully.
Well, I think there's a durability factor in here. Like, you have this Edison standard phonograph in front of us, which I have no idea how old is it. How old is that? Do you know?
Oh, I thought this was part of the studio. I thought this yeah. is how you guys play music. I mean, aren't you going to DJ the next song on this? You want to hear one?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Well, you should describe this a little bit.
So the Edison cylinder player, they can't hear you, unfortunately.
Yeah.
The Edison cylinder player is kind of a wood box, and it uses a cylinder. The cylinders are the records. They're made out of wax or celluloid, which is just a fancy word for plastic. and basically, you have to wind it up. So it's got a spring inside, and you wind it up,
okay.
just like any wind-up toy. And then when it unwinds, this is what you hear.
This go back like to the early 1900s or somewhere?
The 1800s, early 1900s.
Right.
And as a good DJ, I'll try to get the chorus.
Keep a shining in June. Your silver evenings will bring love dreams. We'll be cuddling soon.
By the silvery moon.
That's amazing.
Now we do a little soft shoe. Of the silvery moon. With my honey, I'll swoon.
What did you do, Christina? Julian is into this. Perfect. Now,
that was number one song at one time.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yes, oh, bring your mic back down. When you forget about owning this.
Oh, incidentally, as a good DJ. So that is Ada Jones, not to be confused with Etta James, but Ada Jones, and she influenced everybody. She was very famous. She was kind of the Lady Gaga of the time.
Okay.
And that song is probably from around 1902 or so, early 1900s. She did many, many songs. I'm actually her biggest fan. I've got over 20 of her records, and I'm waiting for
on
her
that
to,
cylinder or records?
Not on that. Many okay. The 20 different cylinders, because each cylinder was one song, 4 minutes. The earlier ones were 2 minutes, so I have over 20 of her songs, and I'm waiting for her to tour.
It's probably a generational thing, but you can understand the words. And I could listen to some songs today. You could give me $1 million to give you the words, and I can't tell you.
That's another show, Otto.
And a really funny website.
It's definitely generational.
No, I agree.
The younger people can understand that. I can't.
I have to
admit it. You know, take the hearing aids and the fact that the brain is all scrambled.
You know that we
with.
Have a whole collection of hearing aids, and I have one in the car that's from the 1800s.
Really?
Yeah, the ear trumpet.
Yeah, right.
That was great. Yeah. But let's just go back to this for a second. So anybody wanting a song, then each time you bought a song, it was a whole new cylinder.
Yeah, it was
so
a whole
you had
new
a
cylinder.
Place to pack. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, you can't fit Hey Jude on that thing.
Right. Now, and how old is this actual player then? If this
so
song came out in 1902, this has to be earlier.
Yeah, this player is around early 1900s, but they go back to around the late 1870s, early 1880s, made in Edison's factory when he was alive. And I've got about 5 of those machines. From
very
the very large one you'll see on the website with the big Morning Glory horn.
Okay.
That one's able to record. Actually, all my machines can record. You just change the reproducer and put in a recording reproducer, and it'll etch into the wax, and you sing into the horn.
And then you're deleting the one that's on there, of course.
If you have a disc that's got music on it, you get a scraper, and you literally scrape it flat again, and then you record over it. Or you buy a blank disc.
Right, okay.
The better way is to buy a blank disc.
Yeah,
we don't want to destroy an old cylinder. And I've picked up original Edison blanks, and there are people that actually make the blanks these days too. So I've managed to pick up both.
Still today?
Yeah. There's
really?
Some people. The guy who works
so
on my machine.
So you can put one of Otto's new current hits on there.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
One of those booty songs.
Jimmy Durant.
he uses his moneymaker.
A lot of people don't know who Jimmy Durante is, by the way.
Actually, he worked at Coney Island for a while.
Yeah, I happen to like him.
Him and Al Capone.
Guy.
Him and Al Capone worked at Coney Island.
Together?
I think they may have worked there at the same time, but certainly Al Capone got his start at Coney.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We do a whole show with gangsters, and we work with the Gangster Museum.
What did he do there?
We have a whole show on that because I do things for the police department. So when I worked for the police department, I was like, what am I going to get for the police department? I was like, mugshots. So we got mugshots of a guy who is a safe cracker. Then they called it a safe blower because I guess he blew them up.
Right.
And then I got a guy who got busted for mayhem in like 1916. He's one of my favorite because he got busted for mayhem and he spent 5 years in jail for mayhem. So imagine how
Give
much mayhem we've
caused. Give me the definition of mayhem.
I'm dying to look him up and find out what he actually did.
Oh, yeah.
Like, what is mayhem?
Right, just...
We all do mayhem.
Yeah, right. That's the point. That's what I'm going for.
We just had mayhem here a few minutes ago.
Right. We'd all get at least 5 years for this program.
Well...
We're going to cut quickly because we only have a few minutes left. The bouncing ball film thing?
Yeah, I started doing... We do a speakeasy once a month in Soho.
Okay. Oh, really?
Called the Secret Speakeasy. It can move around, but most of the time it's in Soho. We have a loft there. And each one is a different theme. And I've got over 216 millimeter films from old circus footage in vaudeville from the 30s, 40s, 50s to cartoons, to NASA footage, and World War II footage.
Wow.
And so now I've got so many that we do them by theme. And I picked up over 30 bouncing ball original 16 millimeter films from like Christmas songs to the Beatles cartoons, bouncing ball sing along.
Right.
I actually was involved with singing with the bouncing balls as a kid.
Really?
We'd go to the movies on a Saturday, there'd be 25 cartoons, no exaggeration, and then there would be a bouncing ball film. And, back in those days, that was a main method of entertainment, going to the movies. And you would actually sit there as kids and sing following the bouncing ball.
Wow.
So it's a legitimate form of entertainment at one time.
And again now, we debuted it at Coney Island, and it's become a huge hit. In the past week alone, it's been booked 5 times, including Comic-Con.
But these are open, like you'll give a date for a Soho event.
Yeah.
Weekends or weekdays?
It runs the gamut.
Okay.
The speakeasies tend to be on Sunday nights once a month, and
okay.
I email people. So if you email me, I'll put you guys on the list, and then you'll be in the know on a speakeasy, about a speakeasy in Soho.
Would that also be on your website?
And I put it on the website.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There one for November or October?
There's one
up?
October 25th.
Okay.
And November we actually already have planned. That one's going to be interesting because of Thanksgiving. Someone's going to come in and do a whole teaching people how to cook a healthy Indian Thanksgiving dinner.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Sounds interesting. Yeah, I have no clue what I'm...
but those are the kind of stuff even we'll bring keep people up to date on it because it's, something like that's a fun evening.
But that's cool that you went to the bouncing ball sing-alongs.
I actually did. I'm not making that up.
And he's not proud of it either, I think. Listen, Danny, we're out of time. This was absolutely wonderful. And I hope to see you around the town doing the stuff that you're doing, which really, I know the seniors love it. And that's why you're here. Christina, made sure you came on. So... Denny's number, Denny with a D-E, is 212-274-8757. We have to go right into a break. You're listening to 88.1 FM, wcwp.org. Thank you.